You have certainly heard of Padre Pio's harshness, about his occasional lack of patience. Well, have you ever wondered if he felt remorse for these occasional outbursts of harshness? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. If you have been following our channel for some time, or know of Padre Pio from other sources, you have likely heard about his temperament. He was often impatient and stern, and left the impression that he lacked empathy or possibly even sanctity. However, those who knew him better understood him as a loving, caring, and forgiving person. But even they would admit that he had his moments of hot-temperedness. So in today's video, we will delve a little deeper and explore Padre Pio's struggles with his own impatience. Let's start by examining a letter Padre Pio wrote to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, on April 2nd, 1917. He wrote, "It seems to me that in these very heated anxieties, unintentionally, I am subject to acts of impatience. And this is another challenge that pierces my heart." So as we can see, Padre Pio perceived his impatience as a flaw in his character, something he needed to correct. However, this challenge will persist in the years to come. A few years later, on June 14, 1920, he wrote to Father Benedetto about the same subject. "I only regret that, unintentionally and without warning, I sometimes happen to raise my voice a little when it comes to correction. I know it is a reprehensible weakness, but how can I avoid it if it happens to me without realizing it? And yet I pray, groan, lament with our Lord, but he has not yet completely heard me. And despite all the vigilance I place on myself, sometimes I feel obliged to do what, unfortunately, I abhor and want to avoid." Father Benedetto then wrote back to Padre Pio, advising him not to worry about these outbursts. He said, "If the Lord does not give you the grace of continuous and perpetual gentleness, it is to leave you a foundation of holy humility. Impose on yourself the penance that every time you lose control, you must show yourself twice as sweet at the same time." He also added, "With unconsciousness, there is no guilt, especially in sudden acts." These comforting words of guidance found fertile ground. Padre Pio redoubled his efforts and gained a better awareness of his demeanor towards others. Over time, he became the one who would advise others to be more gentle. In the 1930s, when Father Giovanni da Baggio came to visit the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio noticed the rough manner in which he treated the friars. So he brought this to Father Giovanni's attention. "But what rough manners?" Father Giovanni asked, confused. "Yes, yes, you are too bitter, sometimes harsh," replied Padre Pio, and then continued, "You also need to know how to season with polite and sweet ways when you start again. I have never regretted the gentleness I used, but I felt a pang of conscience and had to confess when I used a little harshness." Father Giovanni then interrupted, defending himself, "But you have to take character into account. I have a serious character, a stern face, and whoever sees me thinks that I'm a tyrant." He continued, "If I give 99 kisses and one whip, only the whip counts, and the 99 kisses mean nothing." Padre Pio replied, "You have to change your character. Put kindness and heart into your rebukes. I wish that instead of 99 kisses and one whip, it were 100 whips, but given with gentleness, meekness, and love. Padre Pio went on to offer advice to Father Giovanni, saying, "You have intelligence and heart, but you have to know how to match them. Sometimes intelligence prevails, and then you become harsh. Sometimes the heart prevails, and then you become too sweet. Combine them together, and then you will be a good boy." End of story. So as we witness in his letters, Padre Pio was well aware of his impatience and harshness. He struggled for years to correct his behavior and eventually made significant progress. What I believe helped most, in addition to penance and prayer, was Father Benedetto's guidance to exhibit twice the sweetness every time he became harsh. I believe this advice holds great value for anyone grappling with harshness. It's something I intend to keep in mind as well. As Christians, we are called to imitate our Lord Jesus, who, on many occasions, displayed patience and gentleness, even on the cross. Therefore, let us not forget to emulate our Lord and follow Padre Pio's example in our relationships with others, especially those in greatest need of our kindness. As St. Francis de Sales cleverly said, "You will catch more flies with a spoonful of honey than with a whole barrel of vinegar." Thank you for listening. Please do share and like this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass attentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.